Hey, this is Will Wheaton. You're listening to Radio Brendo Man.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendo Man. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
We are back live at the Orchard.
Live in your new hometown.
Saturday night. My maybe, possibly, future...
You guys...
brief hometown.
This week is the greatest week of all weeks because Brendan actually admitted that he might be thinking about possibly moving... to the fine city of Yucaipa.
I might possibly think about possibly, maybe, possibly, temporarily.
That is all that I need. Once you're in, once we suck you in, you'll never get back out. You're trapped. Dude, I cannot tell you. So, explain how this could possibly work out.
Well, here's the scenarios. So we already talked last week about how, like, Austin is done, happening, donezo.
And I had to hide my excitement and be, like, sympathetic and stuff.
I will be unemployed as of December 5th.
Right.
I will be receiving a rather large severance package. I will also be on unemployment. So, my plan, if I don't get, because I have two possibilities for jobs. Oh, thank you, Chuck. Texas doesn't deserve you. That's right. They don't.
Yeah.
It's no offense to any of our Texas fans. Yes. Like, I believe Quinn is in Texas.
That's okay.
And is that right? I think Quinn's in Texas.
Maybe.
Okay.
All I know is California needs you.
Well, anyways, what were we talking about?
How you're going to be...
Oh,
how
you're so I have a couple job possibilities, but they're very distant possibilities. But I've decided I'm not going to pursue any other job opportunities because I am going to... If those don't pan out, I will move to a cheap place, such as Yucaipa.
Which is very cheap.
If I'm going to live somewhere cheap in the middle of nowhere, I want to live next to my best bud. So...
That's right.
And what we, so, and also, and then I'm going to do classes, like certifications, so I can get a better job when I get back in the job market.
And be qualified to get some of those jobs that are out there.
Yeah, and also there's like unemployment programs that provide for that.
Right.
So like you can do job training and still get unemployment.
So this could all work out. My plan from the beginning has been it's all coming together.
Well, it's going to be exciting. I mean, it is going to be exciting if I move here because I can afford to get a 2-bedroom apartment or a 1-bedroom apartment. We also, well, now we've considered the 1-bedroom apartment with a garage.
Which there are many of.
So it probably would be 1-bedroom with a garage, and then we will turn the garage into the Radio Brendo Man
Studio. And then all of them will be live from Yucaipa.
Every episode, live in the flesh, Yucaipa.
Yucaipa, that'd be cool. Well, even if it's like Redlands or somewhere around, you know.
Because,
like,
I could feed an Ethernet cable to the garage.
Yeah.
Or we could do Wi-Fi, but I'd rather do the Ethernet cable.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong with that?
So, well, we'll figure it out once it all happens. I still got to get through till December.
Yep.
I'm going to be hotel hopping once I leave my apartment on October 19th.
But Janelle and I were able to share some good tips.
Yeah, he gave me some good tips on how to be homeless.
Yeah, I know.
Because like Janelle's like, don't go for those extended stays. That's for suckers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't fall for it.
So, power line adapter. Thank you. I'll try that. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure out the logistics of the studio.
Because a 2-bedroom is a possibility, depending on...
But I like the idea of a garage, because it's like a separate space.
You just like it because that's how Mark Maron has it
and
on
it's
his show.
Awesome! We could be... That's how Maron does it in real life, not just on the show. That is where he does his podcast. That's his house! That's his real house!
Wait, on the show they use his actual house?
That's his real house, the real garage.
But obviously not his real dad in the real trailer, so...
Yeah. So it'd just be cool, and it'd be like our little clubhouse.
I know. Be sweet.
Be awesome.
I'm very excited. I mean, if a job works out, that's great.
And you can come over and play video games.
Yeah, we can go on walks.
So we'll be back. I'm already growing out my unemployment beard.
Oh, yeah.
The beard is back. The
beard's back, baby.
So we're here out in the orchard.
Yeah.
We did some yard work today.
We did. Brendo helped out with yard work.
The Sphinx Head of Doom is built. It's just not anchored. And I guess I could help anchor that. Although I took a look at it today. It seems extremely stable. But it's still not finished. I can't declare it finished.
Yeah, we decided that it had to be anchored before it would be done.
It's very stable. Like I jiggled it around a bit, and you can't. Like,
but when the two kids are on it, on the same thing,
it does move a bit.
If they get going really fast, it starts to tilt a little bit.
That's dangerous.
That's bad news, because as they get bigger, it's only going to be, you know, greater and greater momentum. So
they're going to tip that thing
over.
But
I did make progress on it this week.
Yeah.
I threw away, finally, the boxes and all the extra junk that had been sitting out there in the backyard from building.
I'm messing up your puzzle. I'm sorry.
Ruining the puzzle.
Sorry.
See, it's tempting. You want to play with it, don't you?
Why do you have it right here?
It's the spot. That's the puzzle spot.
If I move here, we'll never have to deal with this again. We're not recording in the scary room anymore. But anyways, so that's what's going on. I mean, it's cool to be out here.
Yeah.
Came here just to get away for the weekend. Needed a little decompress.
It's been fun.
And we were going to go to the LA Pod Festival on Saturday, but that just didn't pan out.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
So we apologize, Craig. I hope you had a good time. Next year, though.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to actually
go.
And so then maybe that could work one of these days.
Well, they have a podcast lab where they give you power and you just bring your gear and you can record. And they said, like, feel free to grab one of our guests. Grab
That'd
a comedian.
That'd be super cool.
So, like, we could do Radio Breno Man from LA Podcast Festival. So that's cool. We got some things in the pipeline.
Yeah.
So I'm here. And then tomorrow is Luke's birthday party. So that's the big, you know,
kind of the culmination
of the
weekend.
Gotta fulfill my Uncle Brendo duties.
Although you already gave him his present and Audrey cool presents, so.
You gotta give him both presents. In the two-kid situation.
It's nice. I mean, that's also.
It's not a necessity.
We've trained them to, like, not be, you know.
Yeah,
like,
but come on.
But it's cool if you can.
So she's my goddaughter.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and Luke got a new. You have him some more parts for his Brio train set, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then Audrey got a puzzle, a Frozen puzzle.
Well, I know she likes puzzles, and she likes Frozen, so
definitely.
Frozen puzzle is can't lose.
And you learned that you can't go by the ages on there, because you were looking at, like, baby stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm, like, looking for things for three, because, like, I'm like, Luke is going to be four.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking for the 3 to 4, and I'm like, this is all, like, Luke is way beyond any of this stuff. Like, because I was looking at, like, an activity book for, like, a four-year-old, and I'm like, Luke isn't going to be bored with this. Like, this, and, like, and then, like, other toys, they're like, I'm like, these are babies' toys.
Yeah. And five and then six for Audrey doesn't work that way. So
yeah.
That was good. But Uncle Brendo knows. He knows
the
cool
stuff.
I know.
I'm a good gift giver.
Definitely.
Come on, man.
He knows.
So,
So we had fun. Let's see what else. We hung out with another Radio Brendo Man fan. Got to hang out with Keith on Friday night.
And a soon-to-be podcaster.
Yeah, they're getting their show on the road, so that's pretty cool. It was kind of fun. It was like a flashback to college, because we stayed up late
at Denny's. With all the high school kids.
Yeah, we were like the old people there, but still, that's the first time I've done that in a long, long time.
Did you hear about the new restaurant on the moon? The food is great, but there's just no atmosphere. Oh, man.
That is really, really good.
You're gonna add that to your repertoire.
I like it. I like it.
Do you think that's a little bit... Will that go over your kids' heads?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I've heard some wonderful Audrey jokes.
You know their jokes. What can you give an example?
Okay, there's the... How do you trip a fish?
Yeah, how do you trip a fish?
Throw a banana peel in the water. The one that didn't make any sense was...
Well, yeah, then they get all crazy.
Well, because then there's, like, the spider with 1,000 legs. And
yeah,
because
it has 1,000 bananas. Whoa!
He's got 8 legs.
Audrey. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but Audrey's got some great improv skills. Like, just a natural...
Yeah.
And she came up, like, what were we doing today during America's Funniest Home Video? She's like, okay... All the boys speak in girl voices. All the girls speak in boys' voices.
And then
I'm
going to
trip.
And that was how
we're
going to stage
our
America's Funniest
Video.
Yeah. So we had to practice it. Everyone practiced it a couple times.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, okay, this needs to stop.
Oh, this is good, we got another one.
People are making apocalypse jokes like there's no tomorrow. Bah!
Oh, that's great.
You guys should just go back and forth with the dad jokes, like, all day. Is it something that happens when you become a dad?
Well, but see, for me, I feel like it gave me license to fully develop it.
Our wedding was so beautiful, even the cake was in tears.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Stop it.
All right.
Both of you, stop it. My kids love it. Yeah, that's the other thing. Well, that's the thing. The kids, your kids, like, because you used to not have an audience because I would eventually be like, stop it. Because it was awesome. It was hilarious watching. So at first, Derek's like, why do you always give Phil a hard time? And within 20 minutes, he's like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, because he's like, oh,
I watched Phil. I watched Derek, like, get tired of Phil in the span of from 0 to 20 minutes. He was like, all right, I'm done.
You know, that's
whereas great. His kids.
I could tell jokes Phil, all day.
So now that it's like you have this permanent audience, probably for another few years.
Yeah.
And they love everything that comes out of your mouth. It's like the funniest thing.
What do you get when you cross a river with a bridge? You get to the other side. That thing kills. I could tell that again right now, and my kids would laugh at that.
Yeah, you could wake them up.
Yeah, you want to hear a joke? Or they'll even do requests like, Daddy, tell that one again. I like that one. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's no end to it. So. It just, but as you've probably seen in my yearbook that we were looking at earlier, the sense of humor has been there long before I had kids.
Yeah, it's just now you have all the pictures validating. Where I'm
posing with my thumbs up and like writing terrible captions underneath.
But now you have validation.
Yeah. Now there's occasionally.
And now Janelle is outnumbered.
Well, and there's times when I found people that'll laugh. Like, it's one of the reasons that I think we hit it off so well with Ebony, our friend Jeff's wife. Because she laughs at all my jokes. And so, like, Janelle would just leave me to tell her dumb jokes, and it doesn't matter what. She'll laugh at my jokes. Even she might be getting tired of it by now. I don't know. But the kids could never tire of it, and that's the best thing. So what else? What else? Oh, today we had some adventures.
We had some adventures.
Went to the... You got a cool book.
Lame Yucaipa community event.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I got reverse haggled.
Yes.
On a wrestling book.
Yes.
Where the inside of the book said $250, and somehow I left paying $5.
The guy said, no, I'll make you a good deal. I'll make you a good deal. And I'm like, but the deal says, I mean, that's not a deal. That's, I'll charge you more than it says in there.
And I don't think you can do that.
Technically, no. But we did look it up.
He's a nice enough guy. Oh, and yeah. Goes for like $19 on eBay. Yeah. So, whatever. $5 is fine.
You could turn it around and now make a profit. Well, because it's a used
bookstore, and his prices are very loose.
Yeah. It's a very much a low budget thing. If you pay with a credit card, you have to go next door to the shoe repair shop to use your card to pay.
If I really wanted to, I probably could have talked him down to like $4.
Yeah, you could have.
But whatever. It's a cool wrestling book that I had never seen before. It's like the complete history of wrestling, dating back to like ancient Greece through like amateur real wrestling.
Right.
Into the evolution of professional wrestling, going all the way back to, like, the Carney days.
And it was published in what, 1970?
68. So 68. It's like, this is, like, old school.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool reading the history.
Yeah. He gave our kids some free books and stuff. Yeah. So
he's a nice guy.
He is. He's just a little, you know, socially awkward at times. He's the one that...
He's the kind of guy that you would expect to own a bookstop.
He's the one that has more than once come up to me and said congratulations, and I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, your wife's pregnant, right? And I'd be like, no, dude, you can't say that, man. Like, he's really, really nice, but come on.
Okay, Chuck, now it's gotta stop.
What did he say?
You know what's a real ripoff? Velcro.
Oh, that's good. He had me hooked with that first line.
I'm not even going to respond to that.
Why not?
Because.
Oh.
I did do a Sting joke in the bookstore.
In the bookstore.
I saw Sting's biography and I said, hey, Phil.
Don't stand so close to it.
Don't stand so close to that book.
Let's see. And then we also went to the library because you had to scope out the library. I had to check out the library
because that's an important feature of any town that I live in.
And it passed muster. You figured out a way to make that work.
And, like, we looked at some, we drove by some possibility apartments.
Yeah,
like,
I even called one.
Called one where they had just rented it out.
I just rented that out 5 minutes ago. But definitely.
But it gave us an idea.
Yeah.
What we were looking at.
It looked pretty nice, and it was in a reasonable price range. Yeah.
One bedroom with a garage.
Yeah.
Boom.
And, like, around this corner from our house. Like, we could walk to your house easy.
Oh, nice. Bought the Half a Pint of Time trilogy and started reading it to my daughters every night.
Oh, so nice.
It's really good.
Oh, you're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
So good.
You're going to love him.
We'll have to, when we ask James to come on our show again, we'll tell
him. I can't wait for his next book. Like,
oh, yeah, they look really good.
Yeah, so we got to have him back for that, because that comes out in January.
So we'll get a chance to read it, and then we can have him on again.
And then I'm also excited for Lisa Graff's next book.
Oh.
Well, she's got a couple books down the pipe. She got, I think she said her next one was the sequel to Umbrella Summer, and then the one after that was the sequel to...
Tangle of Knots.
Tangle of Knots. Well, or it takes place in the same universe.
Yeah, like a spin-off or side project of it. Yeah.
It's awesome.
So,
So we've just been hanging out.
Played some Mario Kart.
Eating some food.
Watch America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, we have a food recommendation. What was that thing called? The strawberry.
It was on the $2 menu at Denny's.
It's a strawberry puppy.
Pancake puppy sundae or something like that.
It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
So, if you've ever been to the fair, I would compare it to, like, the fried Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
like a little
it's like
hush.
That.
It's like a fritter with, like, strawberry, like, a pancake thing. And then with, like, ice cream.
And then, but icing.
And then cream cheese icing.
Yeah. and whipped cream on top.
It's horrible
it's
for you.
Probably,
but
it was so good.
It was delicious.
It was in the picture, so you knew it had to be good.
It was only $2. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong.
Nope.
And let's see, we got some reader mail.
Let's do it.
All right. So as an update here, we got Joe Cooley. Hey, guys. I wanted to offer a little clarification on my Nostalgia Detective's case. I know for sure that it was not Pinky in the Brain or Tom and Jerry or An American Tale, etc. The Secret of Nim is a possibility. I don't have any memory of seeing that movie before, so I'll try and watch it and see if that's it. Also, I'm pretty sure the scene I remember was from a movie and not a TV show or commercial. Also, I seem to remember that the mouse was on a quest of some kind. So that's where Secret of Nim is starting to really...
That makes sense.
Trying to find something or somebody. And I think that looking into the poster was supposed to offer some clue as to what the mouse was supposed to do, where it was supposed to go. My other suggestion...
I think this is good.
Charlotte's Web.
Because you got the rat at the fair.
Yeah. Poster. I don't know.
I was thinking about this after you mentioned that. There is a Charlotte's Web 2.
Oh.
I don't know when that was made, but that's also, you know, something else. I mean, if it...
I'm just trying to think of other movies with mice.
Yeah. I mean
it had to be Rats
or
and Nim.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just think... I'm trying to think of anything else. I mean, any audience suggestions, put us up.
Yeah, let us know.
So,
but I think that's a good suggestion. I think that's possible.
I think we're zooming in on it. I think we're narrowing in on a solution here. Thanks again for the help. Hopefully we can solve this thing. I think we're getting there.
Yeah.
I think we're getting there, Joe.
See how those check those ones out.
All right. Stephen Day writes, I'm the one that's been buying all the home theater audio stuff lately.
All right, cool.
It's the first time I've had 5.1 audio in my home, and the first thing I watched was The Final Battle in The Avengers.
Nice.
I can't believe I've just been using my TV speakers for so long. Just want to let you know I feel a little better about spending money knowing a tiny bit is going to the show.
Sweet, thanks.
Yeah, what was your big test, when you had your big theater, your test was
the crash
from The Fugitive.
Yep.
I remember, like, you could hear that throughout our entire dorm.
The entire dorm.
When you cranked that.
Because I kind of, like, did it Phil style. I didn't go out and buy the stuff, but I used... My PA
cobbled together like
from,
this crazy.
Well, yeah,
system.
Like I had a PA for doing like live events, like for shows, for full bands, and so I pulled that in there and rigged it all up around our whole room. And I had, oh my gosh, it was so loud. And
we
turned
awesome.
The bass up, ran it all through my soundboard. Yeah, we got
I remember
in some serious
Steve,
trouble. From,
Steve had a pretty monster system, and we got in trouble more than once.
Yeah,
for blasting that.
Yeah.
Also because we usually listen to like hardcore metal or something, and it was really loud.
But yeah, the train crash.
Ooh, Chuck has a Nostalgia Detective.
Ooh, okay.
Hit it. Hit it, Chuck.
Train crash from Fugitive is a very good one.
I remember that there was a teenager that was actually a robot but looked like a boy and was chasing a bus, I think, for school. And he ran as fast as it, and then when the bus stopped, he stepped on and his shoes were smoking. I'm not sure if this was a made-for-TV movie or actual movie. It was in the 90s.
Not quite human.
Boom.
I'm almost certain that that is what you're talking about there.
That definitely sounds... Yeah. That's gotta
be okay,
it.
Here's a great story. The star of Not Quite Human was Jay Underwood.
Yes.
And he was one of the only people, the only celebrities I've ever spotted when I was working at Disneyland. I mean, aside from a couple athletes, he's the only one. And I was so excited because Not Quite Human was a Disney movie, made for TV, and he did a couple sequels, and he was also in The Boy Who Could Fly, and yeah. That was another Disney one. And so I, like, oh my gosh, it's Jay Underwood. And I was, like, going around and, like, telling the people nobody I worked with. Nobody knew. I'm like, dude, you guys work for Disney. How do you not know Jay Underwood? Not a single person knew who he was.
I don't think The Boy Who Could Fly was Disney.
Well, okay, maybe not Disney, but I watched it on Disney Channel.
Might have been Touchstone.
So it could have been something like that. But I know that I saw The Boy Who Could Fly on Disney Channel.
That movie.
So, movie. You know, associated
Young
with
Fred
Disney.
Savage. This yeah. is piss.
Yeah. this yeah. is piss. I think, though, like, I feel like they edited that on Disney Channel, but...
For those that don't know, there is a scene where because Fred Savage plays the little brother of the girl, the main girl in the movie, and he's constantly getting, like, attacked by these bullies. Yeah. So at the end of the movie, he has the awesome, I think it's the Knight Rider. Isn't it the Knight Rider big wheel?
Yeah, I think so.
And it has
the
Knight
Rider.
So he has the Knight Rider big wheel, which I also had, and he puts squirt guns on it, or maybe it already had a squirt gun on it. I don't know, but he's like, so then he squirts them, and they're like, oh, you're going to squirt. He's like, this is piss, you jerks, and they freak out.
Yeah, yeah, that's how he got back at them.
Yeah.
And
great lesson to teach kids.
Speaking of urine, what did you drink today?
Oh, I drank Kitty Piddle. Because we went to this soda pop store, and it was totally not quite human. Yes.
Sweet.
Bam. See, that's where we can do it strong.
I even have the original novels those were based on right over here.
Wow.
Somewhere on my bookshelf. They were actually called Batteries Not Included.
Which they couldn't use because that was already another movie,
so they changed the name to Not Quite Human.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's a nice little bit of trivia there.
There you go, right there.
Which, Batteries Not Included, extremely underrated gem of a movie.
Also very good.
But very sad.
Jessica Tandy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't Don Ameche in that one?
I think so.
Very good. So... What were we talking about?
We went to the soda shop.
Oh, soda shop.
Soda and candy place.
Soda and candy. They had a bunch of old candy.
Yeah.
They had a caramel apple cowtail,
which
is
really
good. But I had cat piddle, which it looked like cat pee, but it was actually pineapple orange soda. So it was basically cactus cooler.
Yeah. And what was it called? Disoda? Disgusting soda?
It's disgusting soda, yeah.
There was like a clever name. Now I can't think of it.
I have a picture. We can look at it.
Yeah. They had all kinds of good stuff. They had alien snot or something like that.
They had a bunch of cool some. They had like a wizard. They had a bunch of cherry sodas.
Yeah.
They had. It's pretty cool.
It's good stuff. I
wanted to buy Fun Dip.
Between that and the Big Lots in our town, we have like all kinds of really crazy sodas.
It's so disgusting.
So disgusting.
Oh, wow. That's good. Totally gross soda. Yeah. So disgusting.
I knew it was a good one. So, Kitty Piddle. So, okay,
Sheer Delight.
There's a lot of puns in our town.
In New Kaipa.
Whiskey Business is a bar. Sheer Delight is the haircutting place. What's another? There's a few
that I've seen because I remember pointing out a bunch of them one time.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, now I get what you live in this town for."
It's pun town. Whiskey Business. Yep. That's good. I don't know if I like which one I like better.
It's good stuff. So we solve one mystery there. That's pretty awesome.
And I feel like we're getting close here.
Yeah.
We're circling around.
Definitely. We're getting there.
Yeah. All right. So also, Steven writes, P.S. This is like an inside wrestling
thing. Okay.
Brendo, wouldn't it be awesome if WWE made a Dean Ambrose in the box toy? Like where he pops out like a jack-in-the-box. So this new up-and-coming wrestler in WWE, his name's Dean Ambrose, he's awesome.
All right.
And he's always doing these crazy, like, sneak attacks on this guy, like his arch-rival, because they used to be friends, and then he betrayed him.
Okay.
So he's always doing these awesome sneak attacks. And so there was, like, an episode where it was, like, Hulk Hogan's birthday, and he came, and, like, there was all these presents on stage, and like Seth Rollins comes out, and Dean Ambrose like pops out of one of the presents, and then on the on this last episode of Raw, there was like a couple episodes ago they had like put all these cement bricks under this box, and they pulled them off, and then Dean Ambrose had gotten his head smashed on the cinder blocks. So you think they're getting ready to do that again, and they pull the box up. They think they're going to do that to another guy, but they pull the box up and Dean Ambrose is inside the box. So he's like popping up out of boxes all the time. You never know where he's coming. One of the favorite things that they did recently was, okay, so the other guy that he was teamed with, his name's Roman Reigns, he had a hernia, and it like something bad that happens to hernias. Ugh. So he had to have surgery to get it removed, and now he's going to be out for like, because you can't move around, otherwise it'll re-agitate hernia. So he has to, like, basically he's going to be sitting around for, like, months. Ugh. And he's, like, this was the guy, they were going to, like, make him the guy. So, like, WWE has had some horrible luck with injuries lately. They were about, like, the guy, they were, one of their guys that they had picked, like, new big guys, they just made him Intercontinental Champion, and, like, a week later, he severely injured his elbow. So he's out. And then, right after Daniel Bryan wins the title of WrestleMania, he defended the title once, went to get a checkup, like, went to the doctor because had, like, a bunch of nagging injuries, and they're like, you need surgery, you need this. He's been out indefinitely.
Wow.
And that was their champion. And now this with Roman Reigns, who was, like, the next guy. Like, he's their big thing. Like, everyone's like, oh, by next year's WrestleMania, he's it. He's the new guy. He's the new John Cena. And so he went down. So now it's like this Dean Ambrose, he's going to be the guy.
His secret move is Jack in the Box.
Yeah, he pops out of things. But the other thing he did, so like Roman Reigns was supposed to like fight at his pay-per-view. And like the day before the pay-per-view was when they had the hernia surgery, like the emergency hernia surgery. So Dean Ambrose wasn't scheduled to be on the pay-per-view because he was still filming a movie, I think, one of the WWE movies.
Okay.
So Seth Rollins comes out and he's like, ah, ha, ha, Roman Reigns isn't here. He's a wuss. And he's like, I want you to count. And he's just being a typical bad guy. And then he's like, I issue an open challenge to anybody. And I was like, I don't know how they're going to do this, but it better be Dean Ambrose. I'm going to be mad. And right when you think that nothing's going to happen, they cut to a taxi cab and pulling up in the like in the back. Uh-huh. And then Dean Ambrose getting out, and he just runs and just starts beating the crap out of him. It was awesome. But the funniest bit of it was the commentator is like, he didn't even pay his cab fare because he just like. And then I'm like, what if it was prepaid?
I'm sure that was probably.
But it was just pretty funny that like. That's awesome. I don't know. It's funny. It was a good moment.
That'd be good. And I like the quote at the end. You know, for kids.
Yeah.
That's classic. Little Hudsucker there.
Yeah.
When is a sidewalk fully dressed? When it's wearing Hudsucker.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
You know what else is fully... I don't know what I'm doing with that.
Fully dressed.
Stitcher.
Yeah. Because you make stitches and cloth and you wear it.
And like you wear your phone that you listen to your podcasts on.
Yeah. This is good. This is good copy here.
Go to Stitcher.com/Brendoman, or is it Brendoman or Radio Brendoman? Or I think it's Radio Brendoman. Well, just go to RadioBrendo.com, click the Stitcher link.
Chuck's got another good one there.
Gave all my dead batteries away today, free of charge. Whoa.
That's good. Good.
Okay.
That was really good.
All right, so... We, Stitcher, RadioBrendo.com,
click the
Stitcher
link. That.
If you haven't signed up yet for an account, which is free, it's a free account, free app, all across, you got Smash Brothers Melee. Yes!
Smash Brothers Melee,
that's you got it? You got it?
That's what you've been looking for.
I have put aside Surge to trade
you got for the Surge Melee. For trade. All right.
I got Surge for the trade.
It's on.
I'm ready to make it. Ready to make the trade. So, we'll have to arrange that.
All right. Good deal.
All right. So, Radio Brendoman, use the code.
Use the code.
No, Brendoman.
Just Brendoman.
Sorry.
But you go to our website, RadioBrendo.com.
Yes.
Somewhere Brendo's in there.
It's in there. But you know what else? You know where you use the code Radio Brendoman?
Yes. Where could you use that code?
At DreamHost.
Yes.
.com. Get yourself some... hosting the official hosting of RadioBrendo.com. Dream host. Use the code RadioBrendoMan. Save $50 off your order. And if you get, you know, you get a free domain registration. So if you use that order to get a year of hosting, you'll get a free registration right there, and then you'll get an additional one.
There you go.
That's two domains.
And our friend Keith, who's getting the podcast going, also had an interesting thing that you brought up that we could help people out. If you're doing something where you need to host large amounts of stuff, you can use what in conjunction with that to host those big files?
Well, I was using archive.org.
Archive.org, that's right. Just for help out there.
Well, people are struggling. You should go to brendoman.com.
Yes.
Because there's some articles. We also put them up on the Radio Brendoman Facebook page
a while ago.
But if you go to brendoman.com, I think they're still on the front page. If you're trying to get into, it's like how to record a podcast using Google Hangouts, and then also how to create and host a cheap like Hope podcast.
So if you're going to do the Dream Host deal, go check that out, and that kind of will help you get going in the right direction there.
Yeah.
You know what direction we should go now?
We should go to the depths of the Amazon.
Down the Amazon.
Page.
For river.
River?
Valley.
We got, all right.
Because people have bought stuff from Amazon, and it helps us out, and we greatly appreciate it.
And how do you do that, Phil?
Go to our website, RadioBrendo.com, click the link down on the right-hand side. There's a graphic or just a regular old text link.
If you're blocking ads and you don't see the graphic, just click the text link.
You don't
link.
Have to spend any money you wouldn't have spent anyway, but we super appreciate
normal.
It.
Shop normal. Do buy whatever weird stuff.
And we will read it if it comes through.
But it's not, we don't know who bought it.
Right.
Just
anonymous.
To stress.
Right.
Feel free to buy all the risque.
And some third-party sellers and things like that don't count, so don't be
and
upset
not
if it doesn't come through.
Not all items count towards it.
So don't buy something that you wouldn't have. Kind of like we were talking about how people with Club Nintendo who buy games just to get points, even though they don't actually want to play the game so they can get free stuff, and they get mad when the free stuff isn't something they want.
It's probably you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, don't do that. Just buy what you would normally buy. We'll appreciate it, and if it comes through, we'll read it. Like
Eek the Cat. Number 2.
Someone bought that.
Book. Someone bought the Jurassic Park Blu-ray trilogy. And that's Jurassic Park 3D, The Lost World, and so it's the first Jurassic
first
Park
one
in 3D. Lost World, Jurassic Park, and Jurassic Park 3, $29.99. It's a
good
deal. Sword in the Stone, 50th Anniversary Edition, finally on Blu-ray.
That's a great movie.
It's also on Netflix.
It is, but it's not.
50th Anniversary Edition.
That's right. Special features and such.
Yeah, it's exciting. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Wow. I think this is the stuff your brother
bought. Oh, yeah, he said you got
some stuff.
We
got the Mika bookshelf speakers with 4-inch carbon fiber woofer. We got
Silk Dome tweeter.
We got Polk Audio PSW 10-inch powered subwoofer.
Nice.
And we got Mr. Coffee 4-cup steam espresso machine.
Huh.
$49.99. That's a good deal for an espresso machine.
Mr. Coffee.
And we also got Super Knockin' Boots Episode 11.
What's that?
That's a podcast. Somebody's been... They've been downloading a bunch of
them. Oh, buying pie. Okay, that's cool.
We should sell ours on Amazon.
Can you do that? Would people buy it? I thought
this was
free.
So.
I don't know how that works.
It's free. I don't want to sell it.
Yeah. We'll give it away. People then will just buy Amazon stuff and then it works fine.
All right.
That's better.
So we had a funny thing happen.
Oh, funny, sort of.
It's funny for me.
So... Okay, a little backstory. I don't know how this came about exactly, but... Captain Predicto.
Okay.
Just, you've always... various nicknames
for
you.
We were just messing around. No, it started because we were just messing around one night in college, and you had your, like, phone message
thing. The Predictor,
thing,
yeah.
And so you're like...
The Detector. I call it the Detector.
And I'm like... And we were like... And then we did a Predicto, and I'm like, Captain Predicto. But then it became like... Anything with an O, and we just started doing, like...
Predicto.
And then we thought it was funny, like, anything that had an O on it, like...
Yeah, for whatever reason.
Rinso.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and so if you see a brand
Detecto,
name that has an O at the end, yeah.
All this dumb, like, so we just kind of, it was one of our inside
and
jokes.
One of them that I have said to you a number of times is Captain Predicto, for whatever reason. So today,
Brendo
pulled another Captain Predicto.
Yeah.
We're at my house, and... Again,
we're getting ready to leave for our day of things.
And to be fair, there's a little bit of growth has returned as far as the weeds go.
The front of his house is a jungle.
The back is you know, more or less.
But the front that matters, because your neighbors are trying to sell their house. Yes,
I know it's
and
bad.
You're that guy.
I'm the guy
with the freaking jungle.
I'm the guy. It's I need to take care of it. I know that. But anyway, so he was giving me a hard time about that, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go down and get the mail real quick before we go. And he's like, oh, you're gonna go pick up your weed abatement notice out of the mailbox. And guess what I pulled out of the mailbox first thing?
It was funny because he freaked out because I thought it was something like weird or bad.
I'm like, no, like, I don't want to tell you. I don't want you to know. Captain Predicto strikes again. I'm like, next time, maybe you could guess I'm going to get $1 million check or something. You don't have to predict
except
about
that wouldn't
my
be true.
I know because Captain Predicto knows. He knows all.
So I got to see what a weed abatement notice looks like. It's very threatening.
It is. It's terrifying. And you brought it upon me. It's all your fault.
Yeah,
now.
I let your house become. I let your.
Well, that's how I got him to come out and help me do yard work today.
Well, we did some yard work in the orchard.
Yes, we did.
We you got like the craziest weeds I've ever seen. Like, so Phil is not exaggerating when he talks about his weed problems because his weeds turn into trees.
Some of them do. Yes,
they're tweeds. Speaking of giving, does Captain Predicto know what I'm about to say? I'm sorry, it doesn't work over the internet.
Oh, yeah, it's only in person. Definitely, definitely.
And only, like, certain. It's very.
It's basically just predicting what Phil's
only works with
foibles
Phil.
Are going to bring about.
Maybe
you know.
If I know you for, like, 18 years and I, like, spend
and if
a
you're
lot
an extremely
you,
predictable person who follows the
then
same pattern,
maybe
his
I could
life.
Probably figure it out. If you said a pun, you would have been right. Breaking news. Energizer Bunny arrested. Charged with battery. Wow. You know a lot of battery puns.
Yes. They're kind of draining.
Oh, stop. We're going to lose all of our listeners.
That's good. I'm kind of proud of that
so,
one.
So, you got your weed abatement. We cleared some brush.
Yep, cleared.
These weed that turn into trees.
Yep.
They're
wild nut, like, nut plants that turn into giant trees.
Giant
and they
grow
trees. Really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So,
and then your kids playing them when we cut them up.
We make the gorilla pile. They call
they
that, and they sit in there like gorillas and pretend to eat them.
For, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Your kids are kind of amazing when it comes to being able to entertain
they
themselves.
They entertain themselves for hours. It's awesome.
Like, when I first got here, like, we gave them that train, and they were good for, like,
a
couple hours.
Yeah, for
a couple
hours of that. And then they'll do, like, artwork. Today they did artwork for, like, an hour. Just drawing and coloring and cutting stuff out.
Yeah, but as soon as they heard us turn on Mario Kart, it was
well, yeah, they came running from the back room. But that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's how we got to do a little yard work, because of Captain Predicto here.
Captain Predicto strikes again.
Can you predict something good?
I predict that we are probably going to talk for another hour.
At least.
And we'll talk about video games.
You'll get mad at me for something.
I will probably get mad at you. More puns will probably occur.
That's almost for certain, yes.
We'll talk about books. And, yeah.
That's good. I bet that will come true.
Well, speaking of books.
Wait, before we get to that, speaking of books, we got another one in the chat.
I'm reading a book on the history of glue. Can't put it down. It's a real sticky
situation. That one will
situation.
Stick with you, yeah.
Oh, I like yours better.
That was good. Yeah.
All right. So I started and finished a book in like one day because it was really good. Last Humble Bundle, the Humble Book Bundle, I gave away this graphic novel that I've been wanting to read for a really long time. It's called WYSIWYG, and it's like it's a graphic novel about this hacker, but it's actually a composite of like a bunch of real hackers and like their stories and like how they got like vilified by the media, even though there's a bunch of kids doing dumb stuff, and like they're basically like these guys are gonna bring down, they're gonna like control nuclear missiles and all this stuff, and it's really good and really well drawn. The guy that drew it, he also drew some of Harvey Pekar's books.
Oh, okay.
And he worked with Crumb like a little bit. Like it's that style, like
okay,
that alternative comics,
yeah.
Like really realistic style, but really entertaining. So
does WYSIWYG refer to what you see is what you get?
Yes, but it's done as WYSI, like W-I-Z-Z. And it's just a cool, funny, like not funny, funny, but there's some funny parts.
Right.
And also, but just for anybody that grew up on BBSs and like, just like messing with things and like, maybe make, doing like weird, like things with payphones and like things like that, like, just like early, like, hacker culture. Right. Like, you definitely have to check it out.
Incidentally, that is what the detector is.
Yeah.
It's one of those old phone things that would trigger your voicemail or your message machine from remotely. You put it up to the phone, it makes a little beeping sound.
Yep.
That's the detector.
I can't believe you just gave that away.
Oh, I thought people are allowed to know that.
You don't tell anybody that.
Well, on the show, these are my friends.
Phil, I've watched Phil convince, like, normally, like, people that are, like, smart.
Rational people.
And rational people that it's a lie detector.
Oh, well, yeah, or it can detect any, it's the detector, it can detect anything. So I would tell them, like, it can detect, like, if you're a guy or a girl. And so I would, like, go up to someone and I'd go, and I just, you just push the button down to make the sound and I'd make it go off. I'm like, oh, it says you're a girl. And they're like, why? And maybe it's because I'm wearing pink socks or something. And I'm like, yeah, that must be it. It must have, like, tricked
it. I'm serious. I have seen people, like, legitimately fall for this time and time again.
If you're telling the truth.
I cannot wait until you find it and mess with your kids.
Because seriously rational adults have believed me.
Because then your kids will think you are a wizard.
I know. Why is it? Why is that so tricky? I don't know. But it's great.
Payphones, what are those? It's true. Whenever I see one, I'm like, really?
That's when you
like the payphone by 7-Eleven, every time I see somebody on it, it's like some shady character.
Oh, yeah. Why else would you need that?
Yeah. Because even drug dealers have cell phones.
Yeah. Everybody has cell phones. People on welfare have cell phones.
Because there's like burner phones and like all that. Like you. So who is using payphones?
I don't know.
And but remember payphones and calling cards?
Yeah.
Calling
cards, my gosh.
Pagers and prepaid phone cards. And
that whole summer that I went on tour with the Spivvies, I had to bring the calling cards and I would stop at gas station.
That's the funny thing because I'm watching all these old wrestling shows and like Monday Nitro and Monday Night Raw and they're sponsored by 1-800-COLLECT. They're like collect and I'm like,
who's
people are gonna like kids are probably watching these and they'd be like, what the heck is this? That's the best part about watching those old is like some of the old little commercials, like all the Macho Man Slim Jim commercials. The one where my favorite one is he just takes a bag of chips and he just rips like chips and he just rips it apart.
Snap it to a Slim Jim.
He's like chips. Ah, that's the entire commercial.
Oh yeah,
and like. They had, like, the old, like, what other things? And it's, like, always, like, weird sponsors for, like, the pay-per-views. And it's, like, stuff that doesn't exist anymore. Or, like, bizarre toys. I'm like, I don't even remember that toy. But, yeah, so, I played a mod on Skyrim. Oh, I saw that made all the dragons into Macho Man. Yeah, I saw the pictures. And, like, it's Macho That's Man awesome. With the hat and the glasses and everything.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's been the best part about watching these old... I keep talking about wrestling, but, like, I've just been watching a lot of it.
You got the book today.
So, like, Monday Nitro, this is when Macho Man had jumped to WCW, and it just... Macho Man was amazing. Like, he was great in the ring, and his promos are just... unlike Ultimate Warrior, whose, like, promos were, like, they would get you hyped up, but they made zero sense. Like, Macho Man's were oddly coherent, but they were also crazy. Like, just, Macho Man was amazing. He's a treasure. And he's deeply missed. But yeah, so I finished WYSIWYG, the All book. Right. Currently still reading World According to Garp. And, I got Console Wars of the Library.
We're talking about that.
It's really good so far because they start off with, like, the history of Sega, the history of Nintendo, going all the way back
to
the, like, 1800s and the Hamafuda cards and all that. And then, like, just... But this specifically focuses on Super Nintendo, Genesis, but everything leading up to that.
Nintendo...
It's really fascinating, a really well done book so far. I really like it.
It's cool.
Brendon't.
Brendon't, yes.
Okay, so we got that. Oh, and then another book from the Humble Bundle that I'm reading. It's called Jam.
Okay.
Can you guess what it's about?
Jam. I don't know. Music?
Nope.
Jam.
A little bit more literal.
It's about jelly?
Kind of. It is about... So far, it is about one day, there's just this giant... Like, the world gets covered in about three of this sentient jam that just dissolves everybody. But it's actual strawberry jam and how they deal with that.
That sounds pretty awesome.
It's a pretty good book so far. It's really funny. It's very entertaining. And then I'm almost done with McDonald Hall Goes Hollywood.
Which is our current book club book.
Yeah.
Also is what I'm reading.
The hockey game just finished.
Okay.
And they're getting ready to leave for the trip.
It's pretty good, right? I haven't finished it yet. But yeah.
It's really funny.
This is the first one that I hadn't read as a kid.
Yeah. So you've never read
it? Never read it. It's a little bit later on in the series.
What do you think about it?
I think it's really good. I'm glad he kept writing more. And there's one more still.
Yeah.
I still love the characters. And yeah.
Characters are great. I feel like there's not enough Elmer in this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that.
And I also am bummed that after they debuted this great character in the last one with the, Blabbermouth guy, and he's, not even in this one.
Yeah, Myron
Blankenship. Kind of a bummer. Maybe he graduated.
He could have been.
Or he maybe just didn't come
back. Or maybe
back.
He felt like he played that joke out with the whole thing.
But he was a funny character.
That was a good character, though.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, did you guys hear? What is it? He has a...
Someone saw his dandruff.
Dandruff, yeah.
Someone sleeps with a teddy bear.
I got a new book that I wanted to show you.
So I'm reading those, and I'm still... I already said this over here. So you are currently reading McDonald Hall. Reading anything else?
No. I got my new Game Informer this week, so I read through the new Game Informer. I always have slow reading weeks as far as book goes when I get my new Game Informer. So, yeah. Just reading that one.
Game Informer. Still
kicking, man.
But that's just because...
Only because it's included with those things. And they have the option now where you can just get it digitally, but I like to get the magazines. But they're going to phase that out.
That's going away soon.
Okay, so I got a new book. I don't see it here.
What is it?
But I got it at a yard sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's called...
Why do you keep buying things?
I don't know. It's a sick habit.
Because I see you have this stuff, all this crap, and you're like, well, this lady, she just gave us a bag and we could fill it up. I'm like, you're just buying more crap.
Well, it was part of that deal. Because they did. It was a yard sale we went to.
But you don't need that.
I don't. I know. It's a compulsion. I don't know. But let me tell you the book I got. It's like one of these old paperbacks from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in the other room. Mm-hmm. It's called There's a Ghost in My Soup.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
I never read it, but
it.
I remember...
I found it, and I'm like, I can't pass that up. Haunted soup. What is it? Is it a bisque? Is it an onion? Is it potato soup? What kind of soup is haunted? Very exciting.
I guess you're going to find out.
I'm going to find out. But if you want to follow along with our book club, we got some good stuff coming up. You should go ahead and join it. Click on the book club link on our website, radiobrendo.com, and you can read along with us on our Goodreads book club.
Did you get my email? Because you never even responded to it.
Which one?
The one where I...
Oh, about the James Riley?
Nope.
Oh, about the Princess Bride book.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
So Cary Elwes wrote a memoir, but it's only about... His time
on Princess Bride.
And he interviewed everybody else.
Yep.
So it's like the definitive behind the scenes Princess Bride book.
Yeah.
Coming out next month.
You want to know what's funny?
What?
You got scooped on that. You know who told me about that book like a month before you did?
Who?
My mom.
Wow.
She posted a link to my Facebook page like a month ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So
good job, Mary.
There you go. She's on it.
Scoop me. Got scooped by your mom.
Yep.
I would be worried if it was like if you had said like Matthew.
No.
Then I'd be like, oh, I'm definitely off my game.
No, my mom's got her finger on the pulse, though. So, yeah. Matthew wouldn't have known that Cary Elwes is in Princess Bride, just to be fair.
Edition.
Yeah. No, it's borderline. Ours would be a very boring episode of Hoarders. But they would definitely have some stuff to get rid of, to be
Your
fair.
Your garage is Hoarders.
The garage is bad. But again, I'm not the only person that has a messy garage, so... I know
it's
that
not just that it's messy.
It is. Well, it's got stuff in it. It's boxes.
It's completely full of stuff.
You can walk through it. It's not like to the ceiling or anything.
Well, my garage is going to be put to some awesome use.
That's good. I can get some of that sound equipment out of my garage and use it in your
studio. It's true. We already have a board.
I have all kinds of stuff we could use for it.
But we need a USB one.
We need the USB board, yeah. So,
we could have like monitors.
Oh, wait, what does it
you
say?
You make a spoof episode.
Oh. Of Hoarders.
Hoarders, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be... If you've ever seen Hoarders, it's nothing even close to that. But it would be more like Pack Rat or...
Well, as we talked about it, if you had never gotten married...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you could have gone down that path
easily. Before I did get married, I had more stuff then as a single person than we have now as a four-person family.
And that's disgusting.
Like, seriously. And we've talked before about, like, the ultimate first move that we had to make that Breno and I
took, like,
wept over for 2 weeks. But, like, I had a lot. I still have a lot of stuff, but I had way more stuff then. And unlike hoarders,
Brendo can be the concerned friend.
You can be the, yeah. It would be. I've been watching it for too long. I thought it was finally time to do something. But I do get rid of stuff, though. Like,
yeah, but then you go to yard sales and buy more bags stuff.
I know. But if you watch the hoarder shows, like, they don't do that. Because I fill up boxes of books and trade them into bookstores. And I have yard sales and do that stuff. I sell stuff on Amazon. So
this is just things you tell yourself.
No, I do those things. Otherwise, our house would be... If I wasn't selling... I sold two things today while you were here.
Yeah.
If I wasn't doing that stuff, I would be really bad. So at least I've got that cycling through
a
little bit.
You have, like, a wrapped... You have a lot of wrap things in here.
I have a lot of wrap things. Well, the books in particular, Janelle gets all these free books from Scholastic.
Yeah.
And so I have all these things that we're going to be reading in our book club, so I got them saved. Like, we'll do fudge books later on. We got those.
I am excited for fudge
books. That's going to be good. We should do that on the next cycle of four. Well, I think that's what the plan is.
Oh, mister, I've got the plan. I get to dictate.
I'm not dictating. We'll do that. That's what you want. That's the next one when we get to the cycle of four.
You can have the kids say that they're bad jokes, and Brendo can say, see, Phil's hoarding is driving them insane. I just have Audrey tell one of her jokes. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Brendan was mocking today because Luke pushed down the little buttons on, like, a soda cup, you know? And he's like, look what you've done to your kids.
Well, then he was like, your buttons aren't pushed down.
He's no, he asked if mine were.
Yeah, but then he went to Audrey and was like, you need to push your buttons down. I'm like, oh, this is how it starts.
He likes to do it. He likes to... I don't know. There's nothing wrong with pushing the buttons down on the soda cups. Who doesn't push the buttons down?
I don't.
Well, how do you know it's your cup?
Because I know it's my cup.
Because you just leave it regular like everyone else. I know mine is unique.
I know why mine is because I bite my straw.
Oh, see? That's just a compulsive... Janelle does that, too. That drives me crazy. I'll go to, like, share a drink with her, and I'm like, whoa, what's wrong with your straw? It's all weird. Slimy.
I don't slime it. Chew on it a little bit.
That's slimy.
All right, well, you got a Blue Christmas update?
Blue Christmas update, real quick. We added another band to the lineup since last week. Ann Lynn is going to be playing, which is very exciting. And, I think that might be it. I don't know, unless Josh and Rachel ever get back to me, but I don't think they're going to make it. We'll see.
You're making bold calls here.
Well, I just haven't heard from them in several weeks.
When is it going to happen?
It's in December, but we're going to start promoting it well, though. So it's the first week in December, which means there's like approximately 2 months. Oh, we got another good one in the chat.
Have you ever heard of a music group called Cellophane? They mostly rap.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's a groan.
Yeah.
Half.
It's good, though.
Right there.
Well,
Blue Christmas.
So Blue Christmas is going to be good. December 6th.
We're going to be in the area.
Which you might be now. It's the day after your last day of work.
Go to Popbox Music on Facebook for the latest updates.
That's right.
All right. What's next?
What do you have next?
Got...
new movies.
No new movies.
No new movies.
DVD on demand corner. So, like I said, I've been watching a lot of WWE Network, as you can tell, because I talk about it a lot. We had a big pay per view. Well, no, that was last week. Yeah. So, okay. It was last weekend. All right. Then we both watched here in the orchard.
In the room.
We watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Which I had never seen before.
Which I was shocked because Phil's like the master of B movies. And that's like one of my all time favorite B movies. Great.
Just one I never got around to.
And
it's
Phil's
fantastic.
Been quoting it all day.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. I'm gonna knock your block off.
What are you gonna do, knock my block off?
Dude, it was really, really good. And we actually did it for one of our commentary tracks.
We did a commentary
for our backers.
Backer exclusive.
So we'll be sending
out. If you backed our Kickstarter, you will be seeing that in the coming weeks.
And that's bringing that... some of those obligations to a close, which we're excited about, because the last few things are trickling in. But that was really, really fun to do.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's interesting enough. We I had watched it for the first time, so there was a lot of times when I just was watching it.
And yeah, but, I mean, that's fine.
That's good. It's
at least we're not saying dumb things.
Well,
like, I don't like... Dumb. Well, yeah, but it's like in commentaries, and they just start talking about, like, what's going on with you? Like, I remember at one point, it was like, they ended up recording two commentaries for Dogma, because at one point... Scott Mosier got so frustrated because, like, at one point they're just talking about, like, what's on TV, right? Like, so what are you watching these days? Like, while there's, like, a movie. Right. And this is, like, Ben Affleck and Kevin Smith and, like...
Yeah.
So, like, I can... They, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it was really, really good. Super funny, super dumb. My favorite kind of movie. B-movies.
The dialogue's insane.
Yep. It's good. It'll be right up there with my Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and Return of the Killer Tomatoes. It'll be right on that shelf with them.
Yeah. So that was very good. And then I also followed your suggestion, and I got a free Redbox on Thursday.
Okay.
So I rented They Came Together.
And?
Oh, my gosh.
It's awesome, right?
I didn't even know that that's what it was. I'm like, because at first I'm like, what is happening right now? And then I'm like, and as soon as I got it, I'm like, this... is amazing.
It's so
this is like a
awesome.
Genius. So if you ever like make fun of like romantic comedies and like Nicholas Sparks movies,
this
you have to watch this movie because it's basically like a parody of a romantic comedy, but not really. But it never winks at the camera that it is a parody,
right? It's played almost
completely,
straight.
Almost.
It reminds me of like Airplane, kind of. Except not even quite that, like, winky, but even still, like, they're serious actors, kind of. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It's just
insane.
Awesome.
And, like, there's so many great actors. Like,
you like fiction books? I love fiction books. I've never met someone who likes fiction
books. And, like, just the whole subplot, like, when they just, the brother, like, all the stereotypical.
Hey, Janelle and I have been quoting that. We'll go, when she walks out the door, I'm like, hey, Janelle.
Thanks.
Hey. Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
Love you, bro.
Love you, bro.
Hey. Tell me about it. You can say that again. Oh my god.
What does this have to do with
it? Just kept going and going and going. That was so awesome. You have to watch this movie, you guys.
It's really great. If you have any fondness for David Wayne, The State, any of those guys.
Yeah.
You know,
Amy
whole
Poehler
crew
and Paul Rudd
in it.
At their finest.
And you got like everybody else is in it.
Everybody is in it.
Like Ken Marino, Adam Scott, Keenan Thompson, Bill Hader.
Yeah.
What's her face from The Office?
So many people. Kenneth Parcell from 30 Rock.
Yeah.
But everybody. It's so good. It's so, so good.
Oh my gosh. That's okay. Because I was going to say, that's a kid joke.
All right. We got another one here from a kid.
I just asked my daughter to tell me a joke. What does glass use to make bread? Window.
Oh, that's totally good. I'm telling that to my kids. Tell your daughter I'm passing it along. Window. Oh, that's good. I can see through that, right?
So
through that joke.
They Came Together.
Yeah.
Four stars.
You guys have to watch that.
Really enjoyed it.
Super good.
All right, so you?
Well, we've been watching more Fringe. We're like almost done with season two, I think. And it's good. It's really good. Still really creepy, and gives us lots of some. Like we had like two more events this week of like creepiness. Did I talk about the gravel on the window in the last episode?
No, you told it to me.
Told it to you. So we're in there and like in our room, and we hear right in the middle of like a creepy part, and all of a sudden it sounds like someone's throwing gravel against our window or something, and then like the little drape thing, the vertical blind things start wiggling around, and so. We pause the show, and I'm outside, like, go out with my phone, and I'm, like, flashing it around in the corner. Hey, I know you're out here. Who's out here? Our neighbors probably think I'm crazy at this point, because I'm always going outside at night, waving my phone around, looking into corners. Hey, who's out here? And then I found out later on, like, I looked over there, and I had, like, a Lego, like, a sealed Lego box on top of my dresser, and I guess it had fallen over at some point, like, and I didn't know it was, like, you know, getting closer to the edge. And so the sound was not gravel. It was the Legos, like, hitting the ground when it fell. It was still creepy timing and stuff. Poltergeisty, but, yeah. So it's going to be good. All that to say, Fringe, been good.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you're out here. I've been watching a lot more What's My Line.
I'm surprised we haven't watched that since I've been here.
I need to make you. I really do.
And then
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So, yeah. That's been that.
Netflix, I've got Bob's Burgers. I finished everything that's on Netflix, and then this is where me having everything. Hulu Plus has season 4.
Oh, okay.
Because that just finished. That was their last. Right. So season 1 through 3 on Netflix, and then season 4, Hulu Plus. So I started season 4 already. I'm already like 6 episodes. This show is this is like the best. This is my favorite show on TV right now.
Well, Community
comes back.
I saw, as you saw looking at my recently watched stuff, I watched the first episode of Bob's Burgers.
It's pretty darn funny. It's
really funny. I've only gotten one episode in because I just started it, but...
Louise is by far my favorite character. Everybody, the internet especially, loves Tina. I like Tina too, but Louise...
Wait, which one is Tina? Is that...
Tina is the older girl, the glasses. Louise is Kristen Shaw with the bunny Kristen ears. And I love her voice and just... She has so many funny... But like everybody loves Tina. Chuck Sullivan's on season 3. It's such a good show. It's so funny.
I will definitely be watching more of it.
And it gets so weird to the point where you're like, how did they get away with this? Like,
is it on like,
it is on Sunday night. It's a, like part of the whole like animation. Simpsons block, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Which is crazy to me that it like managed to stick around because it does really get better and better and better because they have a lot of recurring gags, recurring characters. All kinds of callbacks and like it's really funny.
Well, it's a really
pop culture references,
and it's pretty dark too.
Yeah,
like super the whole dark. One of the first one is that they were accusing him of like selling human dead bodies from the funeral home next door.
What was
that thing? Okay. I was trying to remember what you're saying.
So here's what you have to look for. There's multiple things I discovered.
Okay.
So every single opener. The store on the right is a different name, like in the opening sequence, and it's usually a bad pun.
Okay.
And then the pest control van also has a different name every single intro.
Really?
And they're both like usually bad puns.
That's awesome. Okay. So I knew there was something I was supposed to look for, and then
Intro, look at the building on the right because it's always changing.
Okay.
And because here's what it'll show you the building on the right, like during the intro, and then every time they open, it's already like for release. Like in the long once the episode actually starts. Right.
Okay. So that's fun. And then we watched another episode of Marin.
Oh, dude!
While you're here,
love that show.
Very good. Very funny.
So funny.
And
but I also watched a movie on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
It's a documentary done by Alex Winter of Bill and Ted fame.
Oh.
And it's called Downloaded, and it's a documentary about Napster.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Talk about you want to go on a little nostalgia trip back in time to because they show like all the Napster screens and like just and also during that period, like just seeing what the internet and computers looked like took me back.
It's weird, right?
It's so weird.
That's funny.
And like, and then they interviewed everybody. I mean, like everybody, and like, and it's just kind of fascinating to hear that and to find what really went down and just the real story behind that. Alex Winter did a really good job. He's currently doing a documentary about the deep web and Bitcoin, and that's going to be cool, I think, especially based off of this. It's really good. It's on Netflix. Everybody should watch it.
Speaking of Alex Winter, there's been a little talk of Bill and Ted's 3 this week.
Yeah. And also, every time, it's kind of, I feel like we got the real scoop on Bagged and Boarded, because every time Alex Winter or other people who talk about it, it's exactly what Alex Winter told us was going to be.
You guys heard it first.
I heard it first like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So,
I was happy to hear rumblings of it once again.
Yeah. And I feel like hopefully they'll eventually do it, and it'll work because it's meant to be like
middle-aged Bill and Ted,
where they haven't gotten success and they have to figure out where they messed up.
Right.
That's basically it.
That's cool.
Like they haven't. Wild Stallions haven't. It hasn't happened.
I will be there opening night.
Oh, I can't wait.
I will watch it multiple times.
Speaking of, as Derek pointed out last week on Popsicles, Bill and Ted on Netflix now.
Is it really?
Yes.
Ooh.
I don't think Bogus Journey is, but
highly underrated.
Bogus Journey is amazing.
Yeah, I know it was hard. Like it was definitely a left turn from where it's like from the first one, but it's a great.
And then when Alex Winter described the things that got cut out of Bogus Journey because of budget purposes, then that makes me think like, oh man, if they had made that movie, because there was supposed to be this whole big chase finale, and it just sounded nuts. Like, I think he describes it. If you listen, if you can find that Bagged and Boarded where we interviewed him, I think he described it.
I remember, I mean, I've listened to it before, but...
He also told an amazing story about being on one of his first movies. He was a gangster on Death Wish 3.
Really?
And just getting, like, punched repeatedly by Charles Bronson. And it's a pretty amazing story.
That's awesome.
Anyways, so you watched some Bob's Burgers, and we watched
America's Funniest Videos.
Funniest Home Videos.
I guess we kind of talked about that already, but that's fun.
Yeah, all right.
What else? Let's see.
So we already talked about, well,
Surge.
About Surge.
How's your Surge?
I'm almost out.
How's the supply holding up?
And they haven't restocked yet.
But you saved enough to trade.
I do. I have a few stocked away, so I don't...
I was thinking you were going to bring one up this weekend.
Well, I was going to, but then I didn't want to sit in my car, hot car, all day.
Okay.
I'd afraid it would, like, ruin it.
You didn't want to have Surge spill all over the car?
Yeah.
That's true. All right. I understand. When you move up to Yucaipa, just bring some with you.
Well, why don't you order your own?
It hasn't been restocked yet.
Well, I only have, like, 5 cans left.
I didn't make the cut.
Well, no. I've saved one for all of us. For the games,
Game night?
The game night.
Okay.
I'll be bringing Surge to game night.
That's good.
Ice cold.
Sweet.
Delicious. All right, so we got Surge. We got video games.
I'm playing some games.
Still on that super card.
Yeah?
Still
good?
I'm in the epic tier, but I don't know, I'm getting a little burnt out on it. It's starting to get repetitive.
Yeah.
But it's still like any of those card games. I don't know. But I'm just mixing it up a little bit now. And then when I go back to it, it's kind of like fresh.
That's good.
Still playing the Super Smash demo. Getting excited because it's coming out real soon. I got my pre-order on Amazon. Excited. I got playing Fire Emblem Awakening.
Yeah,
I've been
exciting.
Playing it here. I'm on the second chapter.
You have to get to the fourth so we can tag.
Yeah. Tomodachi Life. It was
yeah, that was
so
funny.
This morning I started playing it, and Audrey and Luke kind of like were like, "What the heck are you playing?" And within like minutes, they were fascinated by this game. Like, they were telling me like what to feed everybody, because when I was explaining the game, it is like, as Audrey said this, and it kind of was funny. It's a lot like some of the games, like the kid games she has, where you're just like feeding people and giving
right.
them gifts,
dressing them up, dressing weird them stuff. Up.
But this is for adults. Like, right. This is a grown person.
Yeah.
But they were like, "Oh my gosh!" And then when I showed them, like when I turned the sound up and they started talking, they were like,
yeah,
"Oh, dude." So one of the first things they did, I was like, "Hey, you guys want to see something funny?" And I showed them, and it was like, it was you.
Right.
And they're like, "Oh." And right away, they're like, because I had shown them that you can change their clothes and all that stuff. They're like, "Put girl clothes on daddy and give him a funny hat." So we gave him like a mini skirt and an apple hat.
Yep.
And then, and so that was pretty funny. And then they were just, it was really, and like Audrey's been wanting to like play it again, like all day. So your kids love that game.
Well, it was super cute because they all got it before me. I come walking out and both the kids are on Uncle Brendo's lap playing Tomodachi Life with them. I got a good picture of it.
It's cool. It's fun. And then I have a new, Kairosoft game, the guys that make, Game Dev Story.
Oh, okay.
It's called Magazine Mogul. And I've been completely obsessed with that on my phone. That's been my work savior.
I've seen you playing some stuff.
Oh,
there.
Dude, it's awesome because you like run a magazine, but you're also kind of running a town, and you like combine the towns. You're on the town council, but then you also run a magazine. You get to pick stories, and it's just it's a Kairosoft game.
And sounds cool.
I've been obsessed with it. And then once I finish that one, I'll move on to another Kairosoft game. There's like 20 of them. So figure that'll last me through December at work.
Well,
I am not playing Five Nights at Freddy's on my iPhone.
For you.
I would be like, I'd be sitting there and I'd just be like, I'd be at work or wherever. Like, I'd be like, just like in a public place, but people would think I was crazy.
What's wrong with that guy?
So I'm not doing that. I will play it at the Games for Life. I will do it.
One
and
morning,
you guys got it. I'm sure you'll get that on video for posterity.
Oh, yeah.
I will freak out. I guarantee you I'm going to freak out. I'm going to freak out before... What the frick was that?
That was my hand on the seat.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I just went like this.
It sounded like somebody whistled at us. Oh, God,
it's, you get a little jumpy out here. I understand. Don't worry.
Do you get jumpy out here?
I know exactly what you mean. Just think. Do you want to know?
I left the door open.
No, that's okay. Just don't close it all the way because there's a wire in there.
But the kids are gonna.
Wait, no, but don't go all the way. Do you want to do something really freaky?
No.
We can go do an orchard tour at night.
Heck no.
There is nothing scarier in all of Ukiah than orchard tour at night.
I'm not going out there at night.
Oh, come on, just walk out there.
No.
I won't lock you out.
It's super dark out there.
I know. There's no lights. That'd be awesome. So I've been playing.
Oh, I've also. Wait, no. That's oh, it. I played everything. I played everything. Yeah.
I've been playing Disney Magical World. I am still stuck at 98. I'm gonna finish this thing. I got a lot of new stuff.
Okay,
a lot
I've
of new
heard Halloween. This one.
Oh, we've got another joke. Did how you much hear does that? It sounds like a pun.
How much does a hipster weigh? An Instagram.
That's good.
All right, so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Disney Magic World, I'm still stuck at 98 stickers.
Going for those elusive badges.
No, I'm determined to get it all. But all the Halloween stuff is coming out. I got a lot of good Halloween stuff. So
yeah,
I got to
get on that.
We're almost done with The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker. We're finishing all our, getting all the statues, the little figurines before we move on to the
Why
final
Why are you
thing.
Saying we?
The kids and I, we play it together.
You mean they watch you?
No, I'm telling you, they do, but they like tell me what to do. It's kind of like a...
Oh, like when we were playing through it, like, the first time?
Yeah, it's like
Well, that was Ocarina when we were
Ocarina
doing that.
Ocarina time, but still. But they do. They're like, okay, go to this island and try this. And they'll remember stuff that I forgot. Like, oh, you remember you tried this here? Or they're like, yeah.
It's amazing how good they are with, like...
Oh, it's incredible. Then they, like, they'll try it, but they get frustrated because they can't do the controls that well. So it's a way for them to, like, do the story mm-hmm. and play through it and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to touch it unless both of the kids are in the room. They're like, Daddy, you can't play it. You know, Audrey will say, you can't play, Luigi's not here. You can't play, Audrey's not here. Like, don't worry, I'm not going to play without them here. So, it's been fun. Plus, I've been re-obsessed with Peggle. Replaying all that since Luke erased my game. So, that's my games. Oh, and we played Mario Kart tonight, too.
Yeah,
we
played
don't forget that.
Mario Kart.
Got some new stuff.
Not doing so hot, though.
No. Well, it's hard. We're, like, talking and telling stories, and...
Oh, yeah.
We get easily distracted, so we're, like, still kind of playing, but then we're not really... Like, we went through four courses. I don't think either of us even, like, really realized we were playing. It's fun, though.
It was fun.
It's a good game.
Love that game. Somewhere down the line, I definitely want to get a Wii U.
Okay, we got a question in
what
the chat.
What is the one moment you got the most upset or frustrated playing a game? I know the first time I ever got super frustrated.
Okay.
When my brother and I, like, I swear, like, we spent, like, 2 days, and we left Nintendo on to try and beat Rampage. And then it went back to, like, the states that you already did.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm like, oh, this doesn't end.
But it does end.
Yeah, you have to do them all.
You have to do a bunch of them over again.
Well, that's where I was like, screw this.
Because my brother and I actually, it was the same kind of thing.
I was so mad.
We went all the way
through. I was so mad.
We pulled an all-nighter at my grandparents' house, did like a 15-hour stretch of nonstop play, and we made it through the whole thing. But you do. You get through them all, and then you have to go back to California, New York.
Do you get an ending?
There is an ending. I mean, I don't think it's very much. It's like an NES ending where it's like... I don't remember.
That was
exactly.
Just so frustrating when I'm like, we did it. All 50 states. We're done. Nope. Yeah,
nope. It goes back. You were close, though. Like, there's not a whole lot more to that. If I remember correctly, it's like a newspaper story kind of thing that says, like, I don't know. I can't remember.
It was just really annoying.
But I would say for me, probably the most frustrating ever is it was playing Metroid, original Metroid, and you had to write down those dang codes. And I mean, I probably, if you look through my junk, you could find reams of paper with those codes written down on them. And the worst is you make like a bunch of progress, and we write it down, and you go back to put it in, and you like wrote down the code wrong, or you like, you
and
know, one of the letters, and that's it. And we would spend, so I remember like... maybe this wasn't a zero, maybe it was a lowercase o, and doing every iteration you could. And I remember like one time it actually working, us doing it for a long time, and we figured out what the wrong digit was. But there were a couple of times when that did not happen, and we just lost our progress.
Code save feature.
That's, oh my gosh.
Kids have no idea.
They have no idea what it was like. Like... And I can't, because, you know, and they're all different formats. So you have the Metroid and Kid Icarus with all those things. You have the, like, block ones for Mega Man with the different circles and the different things.
Oh.
And you had, I don't know, it's just, it's not the same anymore. Which, you know, I'm not saying it's all bad. It's very satisfying to play my Metroid game and not have to. Yes.
When I was beyond excited for Ghostbusters for Nintendo, it was like borderline unplayable.
Yeah.
And as like a 7-year-old, that's like devastating.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is going to be the best game of all time because it's Ghostbusters. And it was terrible. Like, it was beyond horrible. Like, beyond, like, to the point where I'm like, I don't even know what to do. And I remember I cried. Like, I flat out just started crying.
That is, it's a very, yeah, it was a weird thing. Because as a kid, back then especially, you think like, oh, this is a property that I like. Of course it's going to be a good game.
I think that's when I got the clue that, like, most licensed games are horrible. Yeah.
It's hard, too, because I've had to have that talk with my kids, and we've let them get a couple of licensed games, and I've regretted all of them. Like, I'm like, oh, shouldn't have done it. But they're, like, on sale. Like, they really wanted, I don't know, actually, the Wreck-It Ralph game was cool.
Yeah.
But what was the one that Luke got that's just totally frustrating? Well,
the Marvel game.
The handheld one. The actual console one is great, but the handheld one is terrible. Spider-Man is really fun, but it is, like, super hard, so that's frustrating. But no... Oh, I know what it is. It's How to Train Your Dragon. They love those movies. And the game is just... It's not awful, but it's pretty bad, and it's hard, and I had to have the talk. Like, just because it's something you like doesn't mean it's going to be a good game. I'm like, but I like this cartoon, and... It's a tough time.
There's enough good ones.
There are. There's plenty of good stuff.
Seems like that My Little Pony game.
Well, yeah, it's funny. A lot of those, like, those ones play, like, those simple little tablet games, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of those do, where they're real, you know, basic gameplay, and they like that. But Luke's been getting into Mario Party, and he likes that.
He's been playing WarioWare.
And then Audrey's been doing some of the Lego games, Lego Friends also. And, I don't know, they just said, and Kirby. Audrey got into Kirby now. So they, you know, it's fun. I've been just pulling out all these old games and like, oh, you guys should try this. And they want to play them. And
did you ever get so emotionally attached to a character in a game that when they died, it actually upset you even after you turned off the game?
Well, when I play Fire Emblem, if I lose a character, I just go back and play it again until none of them die.
Well, I personally didn't quite experience this level, but I remember when Aeris died in Final Fantasy VII. And Jeff Bennett was so convinced that she was going to come back after you beat the game that he sat watching the end credit screen for seriously like 8 hours.
Not going to happen.
Like 8 hours. He sat there.
Just watching it?
Because he's like, it's going to happen.
Like it's just going to spring up?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, it's over. Get over. But like, I'm trying to think of like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh. Is this a spoiler at this point? Red Dead really hit me. Red Dead hit me, like, hard.
Oh, okay, I got one, too, now that I'm thinking about it. Saddest, like, storyline ever, and it sounds weird because it doesn't really... You wouldn't think of it, but Professor Layton and the Unwound Future is, like, heartbreaking. And it revolves... I don't want to spoil it if you haven't played it, but there is a death involved, and it's, like, really... It's a really good story. It's probably one of my... It's definitely my favorite of that series, but it's... It's one of the better stories that I've played in the game. Good question. Thank you. What did you got? Did you have something?
And James Riley and mine, favorite game, Suikoden, it had a character death that upset me. Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, him and James Riley.
That's right.
Same favorite game.
I don't think that you're saying that right, though.
Suikoden?
Suikoden? We should probably just stop there.
blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, ha, blah, blah, blah.
No, ha, blah, 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 blah.
And now we're just going into gibberish talk here.
Yeah, that's one of our things. Yeah.
We're only an hour 17.
Wow, that's short. Well, we can keep going.
I don't know what we talk about.
Well, we should tell everyone. Is there? I guess that's the end. We forgot to get the Nintendo Power out.
Whoops.
I can go get it. You can talk for a while. I go dig it out.
No.
We said we were going to, and then we did another round of Mario Kart instead.
Well, let me watch Marin.
Let me watch Marin.
And ate ice cream. Can't.
We had an accidental... Janelle bought a thing of toffee ice cream instead of just toffee, and she doesn't like it. But Brendo does, so...
It was delicious.
He came to save the day and eat the ice cream we didn't want.
Just call me the fixer.
We had the Brendo Bowl stocked.
I don't know. It's kind
of
lame.
What? There's tons of stuff in there.
Tons of mints.
There's other Starburst stuff. Starbursts are great.
And
candy necklaces.
I'm not a big candy necklace fan.
Really? You don't like wearable food?
Well, not. I just don't like that particular candy.
Oh, okay. Okay. There's a lot of stuff in there. There's lollipops.
Wearable food. I'm all about the ring pops.
Ring pops?
Love ring pops.
They had gummy ring pops at that store today. Did you see that?
Ooh, no.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. Wouldn't you just bite it off right away?
You just be done? It seems like that'd be a quick
thing. I don't know. Let's try that.
That store is cool, though.
I wanted to get a fun dip, and then I'm like, I probably shouldn't just eat straight sugar, right? That's just bad, right?
I think so.
I haven't had fun dip in, like, forever. We were talking about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
It made me kind of want a fun dip, and they had, like, a green apple one, and, like, I love green apple anything.
Is that the one where it's green apple, but then you dip it when it gets wet and it turns into blue?
I think that's what it was.
Blue raspberry? Because those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we said we were going to, like, I don't know, we're going to eat good this weekend, and then we wound up going, we got steak sandwiches and went to a candy shop and got weird soda and...
Hey, we ate ice cream tonight.
Yeah, it's good.
And then we ate a pint of ice cream after you'd already ate ice cream.
Hey, I already had eaten part of mine another day, so I only had like a third of a pint.
Well, I ate the whole thing. And it was delicious.
It was good. Oh, candy apple suckers.
Oh, there's is one of those in there.
Yep.
But you got to be careful with those because you will destroy your teeth.
Oh, yeah, you can't just bite into that. I remember, I was thinking about that the other day. Like, when I was a kid, the way I ate candy, I would break all of my teeth out of my mouth if I did that right now.
Yeah.
Because I would get a Jolly Rancher and just bite right crunch onto it. That would break every molar in my mouth at this
point. One time, on like a real Jolly Rancher, do they even make those anymore?
I think so.
I don't know if I've seen them. Like, you see the little ones all the time, but like a straight up Jolly Rancher.
Well, I don't know. They do have the little
ones. I remember
ones.
I would like... You could if you like sucked on those right away, they would turn into like lethal objects.
Oh yeah, you could sharpen
and
them.
I remember drawing blood on my tongue. Like I sliced my tongue open.
They would become like little razor blades.
Sour apple Jolly Ranchers, like because they had them at Boys and Girls Club. Because that's a candy. Because I remember at Boys and Girls Club they were a quarter, and those would last.
Yeah. I wonder if they still, now that you say that, I don't know. Because I know I've seen the little ones.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Those are still around.
I have not seen a full-on Jolly, like a real, I still consider them real Jolly Ranchers. Because
right,
those are like Jolly Rancher minis.
The minis, right.
But when was the last time you saw a Jolly Rancher?
I don't know. Now that you say it, I guess it's, I don't know. Maybe they don't anymore.
I'll have to look that up.
Maybe because all the kids kept slicing their tongues open on it.
It is. It's a pretty dangerous candy.
And it's not like you had to do something special. You just
if
sucked
you were
on
to
it,
suck on it, it would turn. It would, yeah. It would get super sharp. Like I drew blood in my mouth.
I mean, if they had those like in a prison, they would use that. Would like the easiest
you could shank
make,
somebody
like, right
with
there.
That.
Seriously,
yeah, you could definitely like slice somebody.
Yeah,
you could. Yeah, definitely.
Those are awesome though. Peach Jolly Rancher, by the way, is my ultimate favorite.
Yeah, I like peach, but green
and raspberry.
Sour apple.
Peach and raspberry.
Sour apple is by far my favorite.
Kind of like really want a raspberry Jolly Rancher right now.
So, the craziest thing I remember that was like a quick, super. Oh, here we go.
Oh. In the chat there, we got a.
There they are. Can buy them on Amazon. I've just never seen them at candy stores. You don't see them at the store.
Yeah, but they exist.
They're there.
Huh.
Wow. Cherry Jolly Ranchers.
They call them sticks, though.
Yeah.
$11.99 for a pack.
$36. Yeah, because I just know they're cheap and they're delicious.
What are the little ones called? Pieces. Oh, no. Just kidding. No, they're just Jolly Ranchers,
those are
too.
Just Jolly Ranchers now.
Huh. No, but you're right. Like, I feel like the other ones are
the
true Jolly Ranchers.
Those are the true Jolly Ranchers, because I remember those little ones, when I was younger, didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, those came later.
Yeah. Huh.
Ooh, here's
Wait,
Apple.
Why are they so ranked so low? They have, like, 2 stars.
What?
For the Jolly Rancher cherry sticks are 2 stars.
Find out.
What if
only have 4 reviews.
Well, still, what did someone
Probably
say?
Probably someone sliced. Oh, I want to hear it.
He's cut my tongue open. If that is it, that would be so awesome. Customer reviews. 3.
Oh, had been star. Crushed to smithereens.
Okay.
Packaging didn't match. The picture all red and the ones I received were mostly blue. poor packaging. Oh, that's the all broken to pieces. So there's two of them.
Kind of stale tasting.
Say that.
And those came from,
poor packaging. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not quite what I was thinking it would be, but
I was waiting to see somebody like I
slashed my tongue open on this.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Anyways, my other story was this created chaos in my junior high school. These kids, I don't know what they did, how they did it, but I think they used like some kind of thing, like they melted it, but they basically sold blow pops, like blue raspberry blow pops, which at the time were like the hottest candy in the world, with a Jolly Rancher wrapped around. Like, they, like, melted the Jolly Rancher a little bit so they, like, could bend it.
Right.
And they wrapped it around the blow pops. So it was, like, custom-made candies.
That's awesome.
And they sold them for $1. And, like, I remember they got suspended because it's, like, what you can't sell things on campus like that. But they made a ton of money.
That's funny because when I was in fifth grade, I had a little business selling stuff. It wasn't candy, but we sold stuff all around the campus. And we never got in trouble for it, but we weren't selling candy either. Did I ever tell you about this? My first business venture? I did, okay. Well, anyway, since I'm talking about it, I'll finish. We called them things. This is before the little pink guys, you know.
Yeah.
But we called them things, and we would draw these pictures. And I was, like, I wasn't a great artist, so I was just, like, the, I don't know, I was the entrepreneur. But I had this guy that was an artist, and he would draw a thing where you fold the paper into, like, a little fan thing so that there was, like, two sides, and he would draw, like, say, a cat. And then when you unfolded it, when you popped it open, the little panel in the middle would be all the guts or whatever was inside the cat, and it would look like you pulled it apart. And so we'd do that. You'd have a person, you'd have a horse or whatever. We'd have, like, a robot, and you'd open it up, and there's gears inside. And we called it that. And so then our, like, so we started making those. Well, he made them, and I would go around and sell them. And then we would take the money that we got, and we'd go and, like, to the student store, and we bought colored pencils, so we'd have colored ones and fancier paper and stuff. And then, like, our goal in the final project, the one that broke the system, is we were trying to make a 3D one where we would, like, make a little paper model of a guy and then have, like, little 3D, like, guts and, like, a heart in there and
stuff.
But
too far.
We flew too close to the sun. And that project, we never got that off the ground, and my first venture into. But see, that's a perfect example of how I run things now, because I wasn't an artist, but I found someone that was, and I got the job done.
There you go.
So yeah, don't let your limitations keep you from reaching your goals.
Yeah.
All right.
I saw a picture where someone melted Jolly Ranchers and put edible glitter in it, then dipped apples in them like caramel apples.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's pretty,
like,
cool.
Melted Jolly Ranchers covered, like, an apple covered with melted Jolly. That is, my gosh.
And it's, there's edible glitter? What won't they think of next?
That sounds kind of amazing. It looked like a universe on an apple. That's kind of nuts.
Oh, look, he's a snacks detective, he said, for finding that. That's like a food nostalgia detective.
Yeah.
That's good. You're a deputy nostalgia detective now.
It's pretty good. You solved the case, Chuck. Wait, did he say he can't hear us? Did we do something?
Uh-oh.
Check. Hello, can you hear us?
Where does it say I can't hear you?
It said I can't hear you.
Where?
Can
you hear us now? Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you. No, it was my internet. Oh, okay.
Phew.
Oh.
Okay.
Ugh.
Let's start all over. All right, what are we talking about first?
At the beginning and the end.
You can say that again. Tell me about it.
Well, you looked really upset when you came in here.
You can say that again. Oh, my gosh. You guys, if you have not seen They Came Together, you have to see it.
So good.
So good.
They're gonna keep going with this. It's gonna keep getting, like, because this is David Wing. Yeah. Like, he doesn't mess around.
Oh, it was awesome. It was like that. Something just exploded in the chat. Oh my gosh, that's the longest URL I've ever seen. What the heck? Oh,
whoa.
To the candy apple thing. That's awesome. It's like a space apple.
Space apple, galaxy apple.
Whoa. That's amazing.
That is pretty amazing. Snack detective.
Snack detective again. All right, you can be our correspondent, snack detective.
You are the snack detective.
Over to Mr. Bingham in the chat. Okay, what do we got there?
Well, it's that link that he posted, Steve. You can see it.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. It's huge.
We got our correspondent.
Correspondent, yes.
Chuck Bigum.
He's in the field looking for stuff right now.
He's out there looking for snacks.
Keep us posted on your findings there.
Where there is snacks, he will find it.
Over to you.
If somebody's looking for a candy, he is there.
He'll find it.
All right. Well, I guess we're at a decent 9.5.
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry, census failed. I know he's going to be disappointed.
Sometimes they're not long enough, but it's hard, too, when we do something like the commentary.
Also, we've been talking all week. I feel like that's why. There's not
enough.
Well,
and when we hung out with...
How is this going to affect the podcast when we're hanging out all the time?
But on Friday, we hung out with Keith.
We did talk for 3 hours.
We basically talked for 3 hours, and at the end, we're like, that was an episode of the podcast. We should have recorded that. So, it's a...
A sandwich walks into a bar, and the bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here. Wow, Brendomaniac.
That's cool. Who's Brendomaniac?
I don't know.
Welcome, Brendomaniac, to the chat.
Hello, Brendomaniac.
I wonder if they're a fan of yours.
He's a Brendomaniac.
Zach. I remember, I mentioned earlier, my friend Zach from high school and elementary, like, it drove him nuts when those commercials come out, because we all go, Zach, he's a Lego maniac. He's like, stop it! But he did like Legos, though. He didn't like Legos. But I think we drove him a little crazy. Yeah.
The great Kali walks into a bar. Bartender goes, why the long face? Hoyo! He has a long face.
Brendomaniac says, is this a show? Yes, really? It is a show.
Brendomaniac.
As a maniac for Brendo, you would think you would know that. I think he's being funny.
I think he is being funny.
This is the show? Wait, that's what we do? This is it? This is the show.
This is the show.
So you just like talk about stuff? Yeah. Is there any information? No, just talking. Just say stuff.
You got anything else, Phil?
I could give you information. Look, here you're talking about list books. Here's the top 10 of everything from 1996.
Where did you get that?
I don't know, 1996. Let's see. You ready?
Ooh, studios.
All right, you want to hear the top 10 Warner Brothers movies of all time?
In 1996?
Batman Returns. The Fugitive. My sound soundtrack.
I think, like, movie. Now all of those are Harry Potter. Probably some of the new Batman movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dark Knight, definitely. The Exorcist, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Superman, Lethal Weapon 3, Gremlins.
None of those are on that list anymore.
Superman 2. Nope, not even close.
Gremlins, man, was on there.
Gremlins is up there.
All right. We could be doing this all night, and let's not do that.
Let's not.
And then there's all these movie studios that now have all... Either don't exist or combined. Because there's like three studios now.
Orion?
Like,
is that...
MGM... And is part of MGM, UA, and Orion's gone. But MGM, that's part of Warner Brothers.
Right.
Columbia is part of Sony. UA's gone. Paramount.
That's crazy. In 1996, one of United Artists' top 10 movies was from 1956, Around the World in 80 Days.
Nice.
Wow. All right. I was a maniac for this.
So.
All right.
It's been a good evening here in the orchard.
It has been. We're going to go out and explore it after the show's over.
No, we're not.
We'll report back. If we're alive still, we'll report back.
No.
I've gone out there a night before.
Were you freaked out?
It's a little freaky. When Janelle wanted me to bring the compost out to the pile, I had to go all the way to the back corner.
Why would you do that?
It's a little scary.
Why don't you just, like, put it somewhere and be like, I'll do it.
Well, that's why the buckets are laying all around out there. Sometimes I just kind of throw it out the back door and lock it.
You should make candy figs.
Yeah, there's only, like, two figs left. We did pick peppers today, though.
We did.
We picked a peck of
peppers. You scared your kids to where they didn't want to do it.
I know. I just told them, like...
But you say, like, whatever you do...
Don't rub your eyes after
and
you pick
like,
them.
Like, I don't want to pick a pepper.
Don't let me pick the peppers.
No.
I'm like... It's not bad. Just don't rub your eyes.
No, well, you know they were going to rub their eyes.
Well, I know. That's the thing. So that's why I said it.
And then you'd have just...
That's bad news.
That would have been super bad news.
Yes. So it's probably better they didn't do it.
Edge.
I want to pick the peppers, Daddy.
We had a kid at a breakdown because he couldn't choose a movie.
Oh my gosh, yeah. When it gets late at night.
They get into these weird circular logic.
Yes, you can tell because you see them during the day. They're totally rational children.
Yeah.
They can occupy themselves for hours doing like cool stuff.
And he's like,
and it's bedtime. I want to watch a show. I want to pick it. All right, what do you want?
I can't pick.
Give me choices. Well,
then
watch what Audrey's watching. I don't want to watch it. What do you want to watch? I can't pick a movie. Over and over again. All right, just go to sleep then. I don't want to go to sleep. I want to watch a show. This is the same kid who earlier was like telling us about a six-sided object is a hexagon. Yeah. A five-sided is pentagon. Seven is sept. Like, that same child. So, yeah.
So sometimes three-year-olds are three-year-olds.
They are, definitely. And he definitely is a three-year-old still. For like four more days. Can't even believe
it. Every once in a while, they got to remind you.
Oh, I know.
I'm a kid, and I will melt down in a second.
Yes. 8:30
over
hits.
Anything.
8:30 hits, and it's done. Although he was being funny today too, when we were like going around all the like carnival stuff, and they're like, "Oh, here, free, come color," and he's like, "I don't want to color." I'm like, what? Color all the time. I just want to watch. It's okay. That was a weak carnival today, I gotta tell you.
Didn't sell me on Yucaipa's community events.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a lot better ones, but, like, there's an incident where there's
the
a little...
hay maze.
Okay.
It's not even a maze.
There was, like, a... Okay, think of how tall a haystack is.
When you think of a hay maze, you think where, like, it's stacked to where you can't see.
Right.
This was, like, a hay bale.
Right, single hay bale tall, and there was basically one path through it.
It was
probably,
not a maze.
What, like 15 by 15, a very small thing.
And you had to pay.
And well, yeah, so I put Luke, I'm like, oh, hey, why don't you run through it? And so he starts walking through, and this girl runs up, you have to pay to go in the hay maze. I'm like, oh, okay.
First of all, this is the saddest excuse of
right.
a hay maze
I mean,
I've ever seen.
It was so much so that I could just lean over and pick up Luke
grab
and lift him out, because it was like, I'm right here. Like, oh, this thing right here that he's standing in? And they wanted $10 for a bracelet to go in the maze
to go
and a bounce
You got
house.
The maze, you got 5 minutes of bounce house,
and one
you
ride
got
on
the slide.
On the slide.
And you could go in the petting zoo.
And the petting
which
zoo.
Which the petting zoo consisted of two goats, some ducks,
and a couple rabbits. Yeah, that's $10. We did not do the $10, but Luke got a free half walk through the hay maze. So
Luke got his first taste of sneaking around.
I'll show you. Oh, that and they
it
had
to the man.
They had adult tricycle races, which is kind of funny, whatever, like for a funny community thing. But it goes around like the traffic circle that they have
which
all blocked off.
The main
off,
part of the
which
like
is where everyone's
festival.
Walking through. So we're like walking through.
They're like, everybody stop!
They stopped us, and that's fine. And then they told us we could go through. And then all of a sudden, someone had messed up, and there was a tricyclist riding towards us, and they're going really slow. And Audrey like freaks out, and she like it's like you know when you hear about people who like stall their car on a train track because they don't know what to do. It was like that. She like freezes in the middle of the road and then like starts to run away and drops her shoe off. And so she runs back to the middle of the road right in front of the tricyclist to get her shoe back. And everyone's like, oh, move out of the way. But the guy's riding
it's
like 2 miles an hour
going
on like a giant tricycle. And like it was the like dumbest slow accident ever. She managed to get out of the way just in time. And I was like, oh! And then as we were walking away, we were like, okay, can we go now? And they cleared us to go. And then Luke lost his shoe in the middle of the road, too.
Yeah, I feel like, though, at some point they were doing that.
Well, because then Audrey did it again. I'm like, we're going to have to throw those shoes away if you lose them again. And she didn't lose them anymore after that. So, that was convenient. Kids.
Now we're just telling stories about your kids.
They're cute kids.
And things that happened earlier
today.
No,
it was funny because she almost got run over by a tricycle.
And these are the fun events that I have to look forward to.
That's right.
When is Phil going to get HDTV? It's kind of pathetic. It is pathetic, I agree.
Well, I don't know if you're referring to the conversation I had earlier on Facebook with Josh Anderson, who's complaining that while he really enjoyed Hyrule Warriors on Wii U, he couldn't enjoy it as much because it wasn't as high a resolution as he liked. And I've simply pointed out that on my TV, they all look the same, so I don't know. What are you complaining about? They're not cheap enough. If someone buys me one, I would take it.
Yeah, Phil won't buy
it. If I found
television.
It for free, if I could buy it for $10 at a yard sale, that's when I'll get one.
But televisions are worth the investment. You're ridiculous.
Why? It worked perfectly fine. Did we or did we not have a good time playing Mario Kart on my old junky TV?
I don't know, man. I'm ready to play some more.
Yeah, see?
All right. Well, don't forget to go to RadioBrendo.com for all your Radio Brendo Man needs. Hit the contact button if you want to hit us up. You got a nostalgia detective case. You got a question, comment, anything like that. Hit us up.
Yep.
I'm terrified of elevators. I'm going to start taking steps to avoid... Oh, my God.
This has been one of the best pun nights of ever in the chat, so thank you for that.
Josh is probably listening to this right now, and he's probably already passed out from anger. He hasn't made it this far.
All the blood has rushed to his brain as he's, like, raging.
He's, like, on the floor somewhere. Like, he's had a brain aneurysm.
Josh, do not have an aneurysm over this. Breathe.
You were way too late.
It'll all pass.
Yeah, that happened, like, 30 minutes ago.
And now we're making jokes about it.
Since he almost crashed his car last time.
But to be fair, I did make some incendiary remarks about
his... I love that you almost caused Josh to have a car accident.
About his video game preference or knowledge.
You spoke...
I spoke on his behalf. Just to mess with him. And it totally worked, which is the best part. Why are you saying this? You know I never said this.
I'm like, hello. How long have you known Phil? You just played right into his...
Yep. Worked like a charm.
Well, Josh, I hope you're okay.
Yep.
And breathe. I apologize.
Yep.
And everybody else, thank you for listening.
Thanks for buying stuff on Amazon and supporting us in all the ways you guys do.
Don't forget to go to BenviewNetwork.com. Adam Wells has requested that going forward we plug instead of theadamwells.com, since it isn't really updated that much, it's more of his portfolio site, that we plug the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, his podcast.
What is it called?
Podcast, right?
But it's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. something.
Agents of... What are you doing?
I'm opening a new window.
Just open a new tab.
But I'm...
Oh, Agents of... What is it?
Hold on.
I don't know, though. I thought we agreed to promote theadamwells.com forever.
Well, I'm just trying to be fair here.
All right, that's good. We'll allow it. Although you totally blew this here and you don't know what to promote.
I know. I don't know where...
What? Put Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast into Google.
Wait, well, we had it down here. Beyond
the Shield. Beyond the Shield. Oh, man.
So check that out. BeyondTheShieldPodcast.com or go on iTunes.
This is a pretty bad fail as far as promotion goes, but
speaking of which, the season premiere of Agents of Shield was amazing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Phil, I should catch up on the other now. Yeah. When is... I got to catch up on it with enough time that I can catch it on Hulu before they expire.
It's really good.
All right.
It's really good. Check it. I'm itching for Arrow.
Alright. What does that say now?
Agents, because their group, you know, the Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose we were talking about earlier?
Right, right.
Their stable was called the Shield.
Okay.
So Agents of Shield.
I gotcha.
So BenviewNetwork.com for this and all the other podcasts. Popsicles, Matt Brendel's wrestling show.
Tell your friends to listen to the show.
Yeah.
If you think that your friends would find it entertaining.
I'll check it out. Thank you, Steve. Drendo is cool.
Drendo. That's like your bizarro character, Drendo Man.
Drendo. No, it would have to be Drendo Boy.
Drendo Boy. Drendo Boy. I can just imagine. He's like very soft spoken.
I'm Drendo Boy. What's going on today?
You'd never be able to hear him across the room in Del Taco. What?
Pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And video games.
Yeah. What would you do? What do you do for work, Drendo Boy?
I. What's the opposite?
I don't know. Work on construction sites.
I'm a construction worker. I work with my hands.
Well, yeah.
I call tech support. That's my job.
Oh, wow. It's nice to meet you, Drendo Boy. You also probably bought Drendo Boy or RadioDrendoBoy.com.
Yeah.
DrendoBoy.com. Wow, you didn't let that expire? Good job.
I did not.
Good job, Radio Drendo Boy.
And my podcast is about...
very structured.
It's very structured.
10 minutes.
Everything is written out. It segments. Is 10 minutes long. We have 2 segments. And everything is written out in advance. No listener feedback. Nothing.
Oh, this is pretty good.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Frito fans. You have
FritoFans.com. Yes. That's good. Only you paper comics.
Yes.
You're an excellent artist.
I write paper comics. Uh-huh. I share them with nobody.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it's a very well-drawn comic, and everyone is different. And yeah.
You're very patient with your friend and never get mad if his internet never, doesn't work.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
I'm the most patient person in the world. This guy sounds like a cool dude.
Yeah, Drendo Man. Other pops.
Otter pops.
Otter pops.
All right, well, this has been fun. So check all those stuff out. Phil, anything else? Brax Comics, popboxmusic.com. Got some new releases coming down the pipe.
That's going to be good. Check out the In a Lonely Place album. Got some new artwork we got to see this weekend.
We got to get your Adobe Illustrator situation
figured out. Yeah, we got that figured out. I need to fix that.
And
what else? That's good.
It's pretty good.
We need to see if we can get RadioDrendo.com. I wonder, they had that sale on, I bought some new domain names this week.
I'm not buying Radio.
It was $1.49 for a domain name
for the
year. But
then when you renew it, it's $10.
RadioDrendoMan.com.
I'm not doing that.
It would be awesome. We could have a whole alternate podcast. All of you, we just talk about, like, construction, car working on cars.
Construction, cars, and sports.
Yeah.
Like actual sports.
Yeah, actual sports. That would be our 3 segments. Construction news.
Cars.
Carburetor. Cars and carburetors. And
football talk.
Football talk. Radio Drendo Man.
All right.
Did you see the big game last night? All right. That's good. Poor guy. Probably this was a typo there, and we made like kind of this whole segment.
It was because then he corrected it.
Sorry,
Drendo posted a pic on your Facebook. Hope you like it. And then he switched it, and then Drendo Maniac. Drendo School.
Well, that's my favorite typo that we've ever had in the chat.
I'm friends with Michael Bay instead of Kevin Smith.
You're right.
I'm friends with Michael Bay. That'd be awesome. You guys, I swear he's a cool guy.
Yeah. So I was blowing stuff up. It's cool. Come on.
Hipster bro. Oh, then he said the hipster. Now we have Bredno.
Bredno.
Bredno now. All right.
Bredno. Bredno is just like, he's like the depressed version of you.
Hey, he's like strong sad.
Yeah, he's like strong sad. He's the strong sad Bredno. Or that, or it'd be like a Homsar.
Bredno. And the Bredno ran.
I'm the Bredno.
You sank my Jenga jam.
Hey, Bredno.
Hey, Phil.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Pez.
Yeah, Pez is pretty good candy, huh? It's
delicious. Now we're doing something that's like 10 years old and nobody's going to understand.
No, everybody knows Homestar. Oh my gosh.
All right.
I'm dying here, Bredno. Oh, you got the title of your show now.
Well, we already... Captain Predicto Strikes Again.
Oh, Captain Predicto Strikes Again is
cool. You
gotta
call it that.
But we also need to have introducing Bredno
and Drendo.
And Drendo.
Bredno and Drendo. And Bill.
And Bill, yeah. Hey, guys. I have just a few things that I own, and I'm not at all.
You live in a one bedroom. You live in a one bedroom apartment with nothing.
Yeah.
You're like Moby's apartment on when did you ever see the Cribs when it was Moby?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it was just like an empty apartment.
Yeah, that's like that. And I don't have any kids because kids are stressful to me. And I work out all the time.
You work out all the time.
Yeah.
You love peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
And
I hate bad jokes.
You're into CrossFit
and don't get me
sports.
On any bad jokes or terrible
you
movies.
You hate video games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You hate puns.
That's Bill. Bill and...
You love... what's the most mainstream? What's like the opposite of Monty Python?
Breadnomaniac left the group.
You love Mad TV?
Mad TV? Actually,
know.
I like Mad
trying
TV.
To think
though.
Of something. What's like the office? What's like a really dumb...
Oh, I'm a big fan of...
mainstream.
Of, what's it called? Big Bang Theory. Yeah, like I've watched every episode. All right.
All right.
Well, tune in next week for Radio Breadno and Drendo Man.
You love Jim Belushi.
Jim, yes. He's my favorite Belushi.
Favorite.
Forget that James fella.
You mean John. You said forget that James fella. That's the same thing.
Oh, that's the same thing. I messed it up. Look at that. That's so that's
good
so
job,
Bill.
Bill.
That's so Bill. That's totally what he would have said.
Jeez, Bill.
I prefer Blues Brothers
2000. And you love Dawson's Creek.
Love Dawson's Creek. Blues Brothers 2000 was my favorite. And
okay, now we're just that's crazy.
Speed Cruise Control.
Even Bill Speed Cruise Control.
Who needs Keanu? As long as you got Sandy.
Speed 2. Speed 2 is the best. And Godfather 3.
Yeah.
And what are other
bad
sequels?
It's like bad sequels. Well, wait.
Batman and Robin is your favorite.
Batman and Robin, yeah. I love that.
You love your favorite movie is The Phantom Menace.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Just a whole new world.
We could do this all night.
Yep.
Bill has a giant HD
TV. I don't own much, but I spend
you sometimes
a lot of
money
on.
Burn money in a trash can.
Yeah, just to keep more. Hate going on vacation.
Yeah,
I just like to stick at home, not go out.
But while you're at home, you just burn
just
money.
Burn it. Yep. All right, Bill. Bill and Drendo.
And you only eat organic foods.
What am I organic? It's just I wouldn't pay extra for organic. I don't think organic is gross.
I mean, you eat all good foods.
Good.
You don't eat bad. You hate Mexican food and Chinese food.
Yeah. Can't. Oh, no. And I would never look at...
You never keep anything longer than a month.
Yeah. Got to be hip with the latest fashions.
You throw away your socks after using them once.
Yep. Flip-flops. Who wears flip-flops?
Your flip-flops, that's... There is a hole in the heel of Phil's flip-flops.
And underneath the ball of my
that
feet.
I can't even be comfortable.
Yeah, but I kind of use them until they break.
What? That's a horrible... Like, I can understand that for certain things, but, like, that can't even be comfortable.
Well, you know that I bought a second pair of dollar ones to repair the old ones, right?
Oh, my God. Why didn't you just wear those?
Because I like the original ones, and I wanted those to... Well, no. I bought the second pair, and then... Like, the thing, the foot thing snapped, and the other one had the other part, like, the bottom part.
Well, this
part
is what
broke.
Happens when you're buying a dollar frickin' flip-flops.
Yeah, but so for $2, I got another pair that's lasted me for a long time.
I can't ever wear flip-flops again, that's the thing. I will never.
No, you're not allowed to. Brendan is on strict no flip. That's,
thing is how
that
I
is something
died.
I am serious about. You will die if you ever wear flip-flops again. I have never, and it was... It was like weeks of this, watching you like flail your body against the cement and into walls. I'm like, dude, stop wearing flip-flops. And you're like, that's very comfortable, I flip-flop. No, you're going to die.
Do you watch me knock the wind out of myself?
Like repeatedly.
Times?
I mean, it was like one of those things where your feet slipped out, you went like horizontal up into the air, and then came back down
like
flat on your
cartoon.
Back. It was like a cartoon, and you're like, oh, flip-flops. I'm like, stop wearing the flip-flops. Oh my gosh.
Only Breadno wears flip-flops. That's all
Breadno
he wears.
Only wears flip-flops. And little pup shirts.
Little pup shirts.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
All right.
You played the harmonica in your high school band.
Yeah. I'm terrible with computers. Like, I don't even know how to use them.
Yeah.
He has a Zach Morris phone.
Where's my phone?
All right. Ready to go?
I think we're ready. Thanks, guys. That was some of the funniest stuff that has ever come out of
that
the chat.
That was great spontaneity.
You guys won chat for
awesome thing. That was probably tonight. top three chats.
Yep. You guys should be proud. Although we've had many good chats, this was one of the best.
It was very great.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. If they think that it would be funny, then they should watch it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. And any last minute things, Phil?
You guys are awesome.
Duh.
Bye, Bredno and
Pito.
And Dendo. Dendo.
Now we got more. Dendo. That's what my brother called me.
Dendo?
Yeah.
Dendo.
Before he could say my name, it was Dendo. Oh, no, it was Denden.
Denden. Yeah, that sounds right.
All right. For Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
Podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.